This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, what? Listen to it pound. Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to me now.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
You can find me in St. Louis rolling on dubs, smoking on dubs and clubs, blowing up like cocoa puffs, sipping bub, getting perved and getting dubbed. Daps and hugs, mean mugs and shoulder shrugs. Yeah. And it's all because accumulated enough scratch just to navigate a wood decorated on chrome and it's candy painted, fans fainted while I'm entertaining, wild ain't it?
Airing every day from
noon to three.
Now me and money end up hanging a hang with Hannibal Lecter, hot shh. So feel me when I bring it, sing it loud.
I'm from the loot and I'm proud.
Run a mile for the cause, I'm righteous above the law. Player, my style's raw, I'm born to Mac like Todd Shaw.
Forget the fame
and the glamour. Give me D's with a rubber hammer.
My grammar, B's.
Ebonics, gin and tonic and chronic. F bionic, it's ironic. Slamming inward like onyx. Lunatics till the day I die. I run more game than the Bulls and Sonics. I'm going down, down, baby, your street in a ring.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
I'm ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, go to work. Listen to it loud. Light it up and take a puff. You say pretty boys ain't be wild. Loud bitches, okay, corralled and espoused and strutting in the club. And
hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hit us with some hour three headlines, Draven.
I got to talk about the scout and the Frontier Airlines flight from Philadelphia to Miami. Did you guys hear about this guy being duct taped to his seat after just going absolutely berserk?
Apparently, didn't the crew get fired?
Did they?
I thought that was the report I saw.
I didn't know. I didn't see that. No,
I thought that's fired. Like the procedure was the like.
Isn't it? Yeah, like.
I'll see if I can find where I saw that, but
that seems a little bit crazy.
He went crazy.
Yeah, apparently, Maxwell Berry. 22 years old. Like, what's he doing? He was shouting profanities.
They're suspended. Frontier suspended the crew.
What are you supposed to do? I guess the duct tape's a little extreme. I don't know. What are you supposed to do, though, in that situation? Because, like, he was, again, just shouting out nonsense. He punched a male flight attendant, apparently. He was apparently groping some of the female flight attendants as well. Just absolutely going berserk. And really, I mean, do we ever know why this all started or anything, or like why he started going crazy?
No.
Nothing?
I haven't read it. I just saw the headline. I haven't read the story. I just saw that he was screaming about how his parents had a net worth of $2 million.
It says he emerged shirtless, it explains, adding that Barry proceeded to wander the aisles for 15 minutes before allegedly groping two of crew members
like
and then swing.
Drugs.
Yeah,
take
absolutely.
Some bad edibles or something. Like,
he swung at another member, apparently.
Is $2 million worth flexing on, too, by the way? Like, your parent, like, you're not worth $2 million. Your parents are worth $2 million.
that's really what he said. He's just
yeah, he screamed about his parents were worth $2 million. And again, I don't know if that's worth flexing over. I mean, it's nice, but like, I don't know if you're allowed to like treat people bad because your parents were worth $2 million. I mean, if he had $2 million, maybe.
It said he...
Not even, like, assets. I mean, just, like, you know, $2 million cash, like, in his briefcase or something. Maybe he could act that way. But
right.
Just seems like a weird flex. I don't know.
He apparently spilled a drink on him, and that's why he emerged shirtless and then just was going absolutely berserk. I don't know. I guess just can't spill a drink on this guy without him going absolutely wild. But, yeah.
All right.
Man, he was arrested by police on 3 counts of battery. So, man. Crazy scene. Have you guys watched the video? I haven't even watched the video yet.
I haven't. I just read the headline and saw that he was screaming about his parents' money.
Man, what would you do in that situation? You're on a flight just having that happen.
Sit back there and mind my business. What do you mean? What am I going to do? Like, you want me to go tackle him? Like, what would you do?
I mean, what would anybody else do? I don't know. That's why I was asking. I haven't been on a plane since I was like 2, though, so I don't know. I don't really know how bad.
Here's something I did think. Do we not have a air marshal on every flight anymore? Is that
a
myth?
About
like,
that
do we
as
not
well.
Still have those guys?
I don't know.
Did COVID put a halt to that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe that would be hard to have one on every flight with, like, you got to think how many flights there, like, go on a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, like, how much they would make and who's paying them. Is the airlines paying them? Is the government paying them? Like, who, what, I mean, you have to have, one on every flight seems extreme, but who knows? See if I can get to the bottom of this.
All right.
Are air marshals still on every flight? Because you'd think he just put the guy down and put him in handcuffs somewhere. Are air
That's the whole point of him. That was his goal, his job.
Marshals on every flight. Let's see. Air marshals fly each day on domestic and international flights. However, because being undercover is part of the job, the specific number of air marshals and what flights they're deployed on are considered sensitive security information. So it doesn't sound like they'd be on every plane,
but on a lot still.
I would say like on the big long flights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Certain cities probably. Yeah.
Like I don't think Knoxville to like.
It says
Charlotte's
less than one.
One.
It says less right. than. This is on gotravelyourway.com. I don't know how you know legit this is, but it says less than 1% of flights have an air marshal. Okay. They say there's 44,000 commercial flights every day, so like it would be a lot of air marshals to employ. I was thinking about that last time I was on a plane. I was like, that seems like a really expensive thing if you have to have that many air marshals, but okay.
No kidding. We also, man, we talked about it a little bit, John, yesterday, COVID getting kind of bad. New York City. Just kind of reported that they will require proof of vaccination to enter all restaurants and fitness centers. The mayor has announced if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things.
Oof, man.
Thoughts?
That's gonna be very fun for those workers.
Wasn't that right at the same time that a probe revealed that Cuomo had been assaulting even more women?
Jeez.
I saw that headline this morning, too. So like,
yikes.
Yeah, people aren't going to be happy about that. Like you said, the workers are going to have to be pretty stressed out about that, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
That helps protect them.
Getting kind of crazy again a little bit, but we'll see. We'll see how all that works out. We had a little bit more, I guess, NBA kind of deals we didn't really go through. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander getting the max rookie extension, 5-year, $172 million. Your guys' boy, Trae Young, you guys not going to bring up Trae getting his extension?
I guess it was expected,
but
gamers
still.
Get paid, you know?
How much was his? Was it like 207? Was that the number?
It's 170 if he doesn't make the All-NBA team this year, but they announced it's 207. I guess they're saying they expect him to make the All-NBA team this year. I don't know.
It's a lot of... A lot of pressure on all NBA is not easy to make, especially a guard when guard is loaded. And then how about the Celtics? I mean, you talked about Brad Stevens trying to kind of right the wrongs and everything. Is this part of it, bringing back Isaiah Thomas? Did you hear about that rumor that IT could be headed back to Boston? What are we doing here?
It does seem like that'd be Brad Stevens trying to extend an olive branch to Isaiah Thomas. I was thinking about him yesterday and how he had said that the Celtics were going to back up the Brinks truck for him, and then he got hurt. But then he got traded. Well, he got hurt first in the playoff series, played through it.
Yep.
Hurt himself even worse, got traded, and, you know, hasn't made any of that money that he didn't get. The Brinks truck did not back up to his house.
Oof.
As if he had thought.
Tough.
Yeah, that is tough. I'm sure Celtics fans would like to see Isaiah Thomas back. Where's the last place he was at? Was it with the Wizards?
I want to say. I mean, he had that little stint with the Nuggets as well for a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know the exact time period on that one.
Okay. Like, was he in the league last year, Cam?
I don't think he played last year at all.
I don't think so.
There's too many Isaiah Thomases to look up. Yeah. For some reason, it took me to an Oklahoma Sooners defensive lineman. I'm good on that. I don't know where he played.
Is that how irrelevant IT is now dropped?
I don't, he's getting overlooked? Yep, I don't care.
Well, either way. Moving to the NFL, Devontae Smith starting out with an injury. Big deal, little deal, no deal. Set to miss 2 to 3 weeks with a sprained MCL. I mean, the concern with Devontae was, you know, a little
size,
smaller. Yeah, could be more injury prone, and here it is.
That seems like something that's not really durability related, though. MCL is just, that's
leg.
Non-contact thing, so.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not great. You know, obviously don't want that to happen.
But you'd rather get it healed and healthy before the season.
Absolutely.
Yep. And
he is so small.
Yeah.
Who?
Devontae Smith, he is so small.
How tall is he? He's still kind of tall, though, right?
He's 5'11". Slender. There, right?
He's not 6 foot?
Maybe 6'1". Was it Waddell that's the 5'10"? I can't. There's so many receivers over there. I always mix them up.
He is 6 foot.
Okay.
6 foot and weighs
150 pounds. I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Doesn't even say his weight.
He makes them take it
off. Says 166 at the combine.
He makes them take it off.
Wow. And a big quarterback birthday today, John. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson turning 22. Happy birthday, Zach Wilson. And also, Cam, your boy. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Tom Brady, the GOAT himself. Turning 44. Crazy, crazy. Tom Brady still looks pretty young, too, doesn't he, for 44?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
He's got a lot of work done.
It's also crazy to think that, what, Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, if you combine their ages, they're still younger than Tom Brady, right? Is that
not correct? We get it. Tom Brady's old, bro. He's old.
Pretty impressive. Impressive.
Breaking news. Tom Brady, old.
What are your thoughts on Cam? Come on this whole situation here. Brady's birthday.
It's
you want to wish him a happy
closer
birthday?
Until he no longer exists. And thank goodness for that.
Tough.
Any other headlines?
Seems
like you're running on fumes there.
Yeah, I was going to say. Kind of dead a little bit out here.
Okay. Well, let's do some Tuesday trivia coming up after the break. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right. It's time for Tuesday trivia. Aw, Draven's sidekick isn't here. His team captain in trivia is not here.
Come on. I believe in myself, John. I believe in myself. If anything, I think Ryan held me back last week. Ooh. I think some were arguing. Some were saying.
He did miss that question. But you
did, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go. No
excuses. Should have known Frank Moore.
Sounds good.
All right, come on, Cam. Give me some topics right here, man.
All right.
Please.
We got
NFL jersey numbers.
NBA second round picks.
Oof. Wait, hold on. Don't say the last one or the next one. Give me a second. I got to catch up here. Okay.
Got to catch up after one.
I got to write all the numbers out so I know. Okay, so you say NBA second.
Just write the numbers that we do use. It's easier to do that way.
Okay, I'm good. Let's go.
All right. We got NFL former colleges. I'm going to give you three players. You tell me where they went to school. Got TV shows.
I can beat them in that. TV shows. Man, Cam, why?
Yeah, college football realignment.
Oof.
Oh, no.
And we got top-selling albums. According to Wikipedia.
That's stupid.
All right, I'll start. Give me former colleges for three.
Former colleges for three. All right. Darrell Revis, Larry Fitzgerald, Mike Ditka.
Pittsburgh
is correct.
Okay. Hold on a sec. The last one was best-selling albums?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you still typing over there?
All right, so you did NFL former colleges for three.
I've already asked and answered a question.
You know what? I didn't flip that. You know what? We're going to do NFL former colleges for four.
For four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel confident in myself in this one.
All right. You got Chris Lindstrom, Matt Milano, Justin Simmons.
Justin Simmons, defense tackle for that's Jeffrey Simmons. Justin Simmons. Who is Justin Simmons? Matt Milano, linebacker. Who was the first guy you said? Corey Lindstrom, the center.
Chris Lindstrom,
is he a center? Man, that's tough. I should have done a three. Odd. Matt Milano. I know Matt Milano. Justin Simmons. Maybe Justin Simmons is Jeffrey Simmons' brother. Maybe they went to the same school. I don't know. Who the hell is Justin Simmons?
Countdown or something?
Yeah, we're going to need you to give an answer on this one.
Man, that's tough. Matt Milano. I kind of want to think like ACC is where I'm kind of thinking here. We're going to go with UNC. We're going to go UNC.
UNC is incorrect.
Where is it?
Who is Justin Simmons?
Safety for
Joe Burrow. Oh, yeah. Okay. I have no idea where he went, though.
What's the guy's name that got drafted from Clemson last year in Arizona?
Isaiah Simmons.
It is Boston College.
Ooh, I was ACC though, kind of close.
Give me NBA second round picks for three.
NBA second round picks for three. This former San Antonio Spur went round two, pick 57 in the 1999 draft.
I'm going to go with Manu Ginobili.
Manu Ginobili is correct.
Damn it, man. I could have got that. All right, so we're good. 6-0. It's all good. I wonder what TV shows would have in it. Let's do TV shows for three.
All right, TV shows for three.
He's scrambling.
Who were the three original judges in American Idol?
Okay. Simon. Do I have to give a last name as well?
Yeah.
Simon Cowell.
Okay.
Oh, God, what's the girl's name? What is the girl? Randy Jackson.
Okay.
Paula. Oh, my God, I about said Paula. Paula, Paula Abdul? Paula, I feel like it's ridiculous I have to give last names.
What do you mean?
Paula Abdul?
Yeah, that's right.
Abdul?
That's correct.
Boom, baby.
You got there.
Let's go. Let's go. What do you think about that, John?
Yeah,
beating you at your own game. TV shows, what's up?
First of all, you're losing.
Woo! A little pressure on you, though, huh?
First of all, you're
losing. Man, how about that? You didn't think I was going to get Paula, did you?
I hope you would get that.
My girl Paula. All right, let's go. Speed it up. Come on, pick one. Come on.
Give me college football realignment for three.
Give him a hard one right here, Cam.
College football realignment for three. In the 2004-2005 season, along with Virginia Tech, this team left the Big East to join the ACC.
Miami.
Miami is correct.
Woo! Yeah!
That's easy.
Yeah! College football, beating you at your own game! Yeah!
I'm not college football that one. Okay, so it is 9-3. I really need a four-pointer, but if I get this four-pointer wrong, it's probably going to be ball game.
Game blouses. You've already yelled at me, so it's a lot of pressure now.
I think we're just going to go bold right here, Cameron. Man, I don't feel good about any of these. Maybe if I could get a five. Nah. Okay, I'll do a four.
Okay.
We're going with the four. I'm feeling bold. NBA second round picks for four.
All right. NBA second round picks for four. All right. One of the best 3-and-D role players since being drafted round two, pick 43, out of UCLA by the New York Knicks. That's all you get. It's this player.
Best 3-and-D guy.
Yeah, one of the best 3-and-D role players since being drafted, second round, pick 43, by the New York Knicks out of UCLA in 2004.
Okay. I was going to say, you didn't give the year the first time. That's what I was a little thrown off about.
I have it written down.
No, it's okay. It's okay. 2004, best 3-and-D guy. 2004, Knicks.
Why did you pick this one? I don't think you know anything about the NBA, especially the second rounds. You can scream at me if you get this one right and say you beat me at long game.
2004, UCLA, New York Knicks. man, this is a tough one. Okay, just give me a few seconds. This is a hard question.
Take your time, buddy.
2000.
It looks like it's about to be a blowout. We need to keep the audience.
2004. So, who's getting
it? It's pretty easy, honestly.
Yeah, you don't know it.
I feel pretty confident I know it. Actually, no, it's really tough. I don't know. Can you make an answer, please? Can you give an answer?
Yeah, we're gonna
I don't know, man. I don't know.
He's passing.
Wait, hold on.
Me an answer.
He would probably.
Me an answer.
I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta give us something.
Okay, I'll just. Aaron Aflalo. I don't know.
I think that's right.
Is it?
Aaron Aflalo is not right.
That's what I thought it was.
Pretty decent guess.
That's not a bad guess.
That's what I thought it was.
It is actually Trevor Ariza.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I thought he got drafted by the Lakers. He didn't get drafted by the Lakers.
Mm-mm.
Original Lakers like his first.
I guess Aaron Aflalo probably been a little bit younger, right? Maybe
they're probably about the same age.
Almost about the same. Honestly, he might have not been a second round pick, but I thought it was Aaron Aflalo.
Do I get a couple points for a close guess or anything right there? No,
no,
no.
You get a half little bit, point. A little bit more respect, I guess. I guess I'll so 9-3 through three rounds. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and I guess I'll close out the threes top selling albums for three.
All right.
Mostly because it interests me. I might regret this. Just probably should take the points where I can get them.
This album, released in 1982, is the highest selling album of all time.
1982, highest selling album of all time. I'm going to go. I'm not gonna, you know, sit here and Draven or anything. I'm gonna go with Thriller. Thriller is my answer.
Thriller is correct.
I feel like all your threes have been easy.
They've all been on the board.
You only guessed one three.
You like, did you go before four, like fours. Automatically?
Your American Idol one was not tough.
Okay, so what's the score?
12-3.
Comeback season.
Okay, yeah, I'm not done yet here. I know I can't get a four in college football alignment or TV shows. College football alignment, I mean, you could probably get, Cam's going to go back to like the 60s on me or some BS. I think I want to do the five-pointer. Damn, I really need somebody else to like talk me down on some of these big numbers that I'm choosing. You know what? This is like, it's make or break right here. This is make or break. We're down big here in the fourth quarter. We need some sort of big spark. We need some sort of trick play. We need something big right here. We're going for it all. Five-pointer, NFL former colleges. I just got to know one of the guys. That's all I need to know. I need to know. Come on, Cam. Give me some decent names right here.
Jordan Poyer. Josh Andrews. Steven Jackson,
the running back? I feel like Steven Jackson's such a common name. There's probably four Steven Jacksons out there, man. Been played
well,
in the
NFL.
Well,
good thing you have two other players I named.
Okay, so Steven Jackson.
I think he's going to get this one. I'm on your side here. I think you got this one.
Jordan Poyer.
Because I think I know it, and if I think I know it, then I think you can at least get the same. But like, I thought I knew Aaron Aflalo too, so you can do it.
I'm thinking Pac-12 is what I'm thinking, a team in the Pac-12. Steven Jackson, he played for somebody in the Pac-12, didn't he? I can't picture him in any of the uniforms. Was it? Oh, man. No. Steven Jackson definitely played in the Pac-12. Jordan Poyer, though, I picture Jordan Poyer in an Oregon uniform, like, completely, but that's not my guess yet. That's not my guess yet. Let's think about this, Draven. Let's see. Poyer. Definitely, it's Pac-12. It's Pac-12. It's not. He didn't play in the Big Ten. He didn't play in the ACC.
It's supposed to be 10 seconds.
Did Steven Jackson play for Oregon State? Is that what it is? Oregon State.
That would have been my guess.
Oregon State is correct.
Boom, baby. Have you ever got a five-pointer, John? Yes. I don't know if you ever have. Yes. I don't know if you ever have. Yes. Wow. How about Draven just gutting that one out, too, man?
I would have gotten it right.
Wow.
I feel like
goosebumps. Goosebumps right now.
I feel like you get 2 minutes on one answer.
Wow.
I feel like there should be some asterisks there as well because you didn't get any time.
Man, Oregon State.
It was really easy, bro. It was easy.
So five-pointers are easy now.
Yeah, that one was.
Five-pointers are easy now,
that
huh?
Was. Give me.
Josh is mad because he can't get a five-pointer. Do a five-pointer there, big boy. Come on. Right no. Let's see what you got then. Let's say if they're so easy. You said they're easy.
Give me
coward. Do it one-pointer, you coward.
Give me former colleges for two.
What a coward, man.
Santana Moss, Devin Hester, Andre Jackson.
Can you get this one? Is this one Johnson, easy enough for you?
Andre Johnson.
You didn't have to say the last name, Cam. Who cares? Say it. Let's go.
Miami.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Miami is correct.
So what's the score now? What, 14?
14-8.
Wow, I see what you're doing there. Mm. What a punk move.
Keeping you at the arm's length, huh?
What a punk move.
Really? I feel like you took way too long.
14-8. 14-8.
We'll need a quicker answer this time.
Okay. 14-8. I really need a five-pointer again. But there's two four-pointers, so I'll do that. Okay, so I'll do the four-pointer for college football alignment.
All right, college football alignment for four.
I'm not going to get
this.
All right,
in the 2020-2021 season, This school's football team left the American Conference to become an independent.
American Conference to become an independent. You said the 2020 and 2021 season.
Yes.
So that would have been this past year. Oh, man.
I feel like you got this one, too.
Left the American to become independent. Who was it? Some crappy school. God, man. Who was it? It wasn't.
I'm just going to give him all the time in the world again. Or...
It wasn't too late.
Yeah, we're going to need an answer.
Okay.
It's supposed to be 10 seconds.
Dude, I should know this. No.
Nine. Eight.
See, when you count down, man, now I get all flustered. Now all right, I can't even concentrate. Do it in your head. Okay, independent. Went from the American to independent.
Give me an answer.
I don't know, man. Tulane. That's not right.
Tulane is incorrect.
Who is it?
UConn?
It was UConn.
That stings. I should have got that.
Give me, where are we through? So that's four.
This is your sixth question.
Okay, seven. Wait, this is my fourth question?
This is your sixth question.
Oh, my sixth question.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
UConn, man. UConn.
I'll do top-selling albums for four. All
right. Top-selling albums for four. This 2007...
I did this one for fun, not for the win. I hope this doesn't cost me.
This 2011 album from a female artist is the only post-2010 album that has claimed to break 30 million copies in sales.
You said 2011?
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty confident it's Adele's 21. That's my answer.
21 is correct.
Wow, got a chance to get 20, boys. It's a big 18-8.
Yeah. How many questions I got left? Two.
You got two. You can get 2 5-pointers a tie.
Uh-oh.
NBA second-round picks for five.
All right, NBA second-round picks for five. All right.
How many questions have you missed?
None.
After being drafted.
I won the last
week. He's reading my question, please. Deduct points from him.
After.
You can have a point back if you want. You can take 1 point. You can get an extra point.
I'll allow it.
Just read the question, Cam.
After being drafted second round, pick 47, in 2006, this player went on to make 4 All-Star teams.
Second round pick in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's a Hawk, isn't it? It's a Hawk, ain't
it,
Cam?
After being drafted second round, pick 47, in the 2006 draft, this player went on to make 4 All-Star teams.
I really do think it might be Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson go in the second round. He drafted by Phoenix. He got traded to the Hawks. He may have went second round. Is it Joe? I'll just get Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson is incorrect.
Mm. He didn't go second round, I guess,
did
he?
He went second round. He might have been first. I don't know.
I think Joe went late first.
Yeah.
I knew he was kind of
late. I think he's actually mid first, actually. 06 seems too a couple years early. I was thinking Gilbert Arenas, but I think he was drafted like 03, so I don't really know.
It is not Gilbert Arenas. It is Paul Millsap.
Oh, it was a Hawk.
I knew it.
Former Hawk, yeah.
You're on him.
Millsap.
Joe Johnson came in the league in 2001. Wow.
He got drafted by Boston, right?
He is old.
Was he drafted by Boston?
Yeah, he is old.
Yeah, been traded to Phoenix, I think.
Let's see.
Tough questions.
I guess give me... Which one do I want to get the 20 with?
Do a 5-pointer. Go out in style.
Didn't you just do a 5-pointer? You did the NBA 5-pointer, right?
Yeah.
I really want to get the 20, though. Give me top-selling albums for two.
All right. Top-selling albums for two.
Should have college football with realignment for two.
Yeah. Back in Black by this artist is the second highest-selling album of all time.
Say that again.
Back in Black by this band is the second highest selling.
Is it band or artist? Is it band or artist?
It's a band. Oh, second highest selling of all time.
I assume that's AC/DC.
AC/DC is correct.
I'm not really too mad at my performance, to be honest.
You scored 8 points.
You going to go another 5-pointer, Draven, to boost your score?
You scored 8 points. I'd be embarrassed.
I got close on a lot of them, though.
Hit a 5 here, and you could boost your score. You could
take
you
moral
could be,
victories, man.
You could be in the double digits.
Yeah, I'll do a 5. Should I do TV shows or alignment? You haven't done either one of those. Or did I do alignment 5? Did I do alignment 5 already?
Yeah,
TV shows for 5. We'll do TV shows. Screw it.
TV shows for 5. All right. This famous musician actually narrated the first 2 seasons of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Say it again.
This famous musician actually narrated the first 2 seasons of Thomas the Tank Engine.
I feel like I've actually heard this before. But I don't know. Don't know. You know this one, John?
I didn't really hear it.
Well, good sport you are. I don't know. I just don't want to guess, to be honest. I feel like I've heard this, though, before, man. I don't know. Just give it to me.
It's Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr, actually.
Yeah,
I guess
so.
First 2 seasons.
To be honest, I didn't know
that.
Thomas Tank
Engine. 20-8. Yeah, we're going to have to change this game up or something.
Or you guys can just get smarter.
Or we could just have, you know, more fair topics. I mean, I find it a little crazy that you went perfect right then. I found that a little crazy.
There was NBA second round picks, former colleges, and college football realignment. That seems a lot of sports on there
for you. I find it a little crazy you went perfect. I do. I find that a little crazy. But either way, you know.
All threes and fours.
The questions were all on the board.
Yeah, so they say. At least I got a 5-pointer. You didn't get a 5-pointer, so.
That's true.
I don't know. In your face, I guess. What's more impressive?
He hit that deep 3-pointer down 20.
Eating on the crumbs and getting all these little questions that you obviously are going to know, or getting the hard one. I don't know.
The Olympic guy meme eating his medal in 8th place. You see the guy recreate that in real life? That was good. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. So what else we got here? We got Trey Lance running with the ones now already.
Yeah, they said he took his first snap behind the first team offensive line and then threw a touchdown snaps later.
Didn't you also tell me, what was it, Patrick Mahomes was throwing interceptions in practice too? So
yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to make a big deal out of this? No, probably not.
I think it's a big deal if he's running with the ones.
They let these guys run with the ones all the time. Garoppolo's probably taking a veteran day or whatever where they just kind of chill out and hang out.
I feel like if I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm not taking very many veteran days right now.
Is that a thing?
This guy running with the ones is I'm trying to keep that limited.
Mm-hmm.
How many times
you definitely don't want him tossing touchdowns like that in practice if you're Garoppolo. I feel like.
We had any NBA free agency news? Like I said today, Rudy Gay to the Jazz.
Nothing big. I think like Robin Lopez, I think, went to like the Magic or something. Abdel Nader back with Phoenix.
Okay, so nothing big so far.
Yeah.
In the NFL, we've talked about Carson Wentz. He's out.
Taj Gimpson back to the Knicks.
So the Knicks are just going to run back that team. That Evan Fournier. All right, go for it. Quentin Nelson joined him on the surgery, 5 to 12 week timetable. But this Trey Lance, this quote coming out right here. This quote right here, Draven, does this do anything for you? Trey Lance just made a throw I didn't know humans could actually make. Video game nonsense. Step up, roll left, across the body, on the jump, 50 yards in the air on a rope into the pocket to a crossing receiver. Touchdown.
Mm.
I would probably say to that, John, is him throwing back across his body seems like a bad idea for a guy that.
How have you got the arm strength?
Well, I think the biggest thing that.
Patrick Mahomes makes it work.
Well, that's also Patrick Mahomes is like a one-in-generational guy. No offense to Trey Lance. Maybe Trey Lance is as good.
Maybe there's more guys now.
I highly doubt that. Also, it's still training camp. It's still practice. Also, isn't it the whole like Jimmy Garoppolo issue is that he turns the ball over too much? Like, you really want Trey Lance like slinging it across it? You really want him slinging it across his body, though? Is that what we want? We want to have those bad characteristics? I don't know. Do that week one. It might be a little different. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
So you're going to plant your flag in the Trey Lance hating camp.
Who said I'm hating on Trey Lance?
Sounds like
just because I think Garoppolo should be the starter, or at least I think he will be the starter. I think Trey Lance will be good, but I'm not going to blow it out of proportion when training camp we have again. All kinds of different stuff coming out.
Okay. Let's feel like you've asked me like five times if I've seen CeeDee Lamb's catches in training camp.
Well, that's a little different.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
don't you think
now training camp matters? Different. Oh,
those are one on ones that they're doing. They're doing like one on one drills.
It's 11 on 11. Trey Lance is doing
it. Team stuff.
You don't even have a real pass rush. The defensive line's not even really trying to sack the quarterback.
Yeah, they are. They just stop the play.
I think a one on one catch is more impressive than a quarterback. Scramble around making plays against his own defense.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a little different.
Okay. I was just wondering.
You disagree with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think the only difference is that one's on a team that you root for and the other is a narrative you're trying to
By the way, I've not really hyped up CeeDee Lamb that much. I've just said he's had a good camp.
You've asked me no less than three times if I've seen the play CeeDee Lamb's made in camp. John, CeeDee Lamb looking great.
But CeeDee Lamb is already a starter, man. He's already going to be the star. He's already going to be the top receiver.
A star? A top receiver?
He's the top receiver now?
I think he's going to have a pretty breakout year, yeah.
But he hasn't
be
broken
a star.
Out yet. He hasn't broken out yet.
Okay, that's
but
fine.
But in training camp,
got a year under
have you seen that catch?
A similar situation as Trey Lance, if you ask me. I mean,
he could be a star, too. He just hasn't broken out yet.
Disagree with that. CeeDee Lamb had a pretty good year last year. Showed some signs. Trey Lance has yet to step on a field. And he's throwing it back across his body. Like that doesn't scream like awesome to me.
Makes Mahomes' jaws drop.
Yeah, you keep bringing up Mahomes, which again is generational talent. Do I have to repeat that?
Should we be considering Trey Lance not comparable to Mahomes, but like similar
mobility and
arm strength. Like, should we not expect like the quarterback position to kind of keep evolving that way? Like we showed the same Zach Wilson throw where he was kind of running back across his body and threw it, 50 yards on a rope. Like, I feel like that was the highlights we got from a lot of these quarterbacks. Is the quarterback position not kind of evolved that way? You need the athletic guy with big arms.
No,
that can
go
make
in that direction for sure. Like, even you can look at Josh Allen and people like that too. With the same kind of style thing.
I mean, I know Mahomes might be the best or the first of them, but like,
also
they're trying to draft quarterbacks that do the similar things to him.
They've done this stuff in regular season games. We've yet to see Trey Lance do it in a regular season game. So let's wait.
CeeDee Lamb do anything in a regular season game?
Neither. No, he just had that crazy one handed catch where he's falling down against Minnesota. That was like one of the better catches of the year. I guess that wasn't that important.
Missed the CeeDee Lamb game.
I don't know. I don't know if he had. After the onside kick, he was the one that made the big catch, was able to pretty much just absolutely break your slot corner's ankles and get wide open for the catch that set up the game winning field goal. Right. If I'm not mistaken, that was CeeDee Lamb as well in a pretty pivotal clutch moment in the fourth quarter. Yeah. That's
0-4 Cowboys are trying to win a game.
0-1 at the time, but
so
good try.
So two games last year with 100 yards?
With a backup quarterback.
Ooh, what a star.
With a backup
the guy
quarterback.
Leading the league in passing yards when he went out for five games. Am I wrong in that? Was Dak not? Did Dak not have like 1,700 yards in four games last year?
Yeah, he did.
So we had, starting quarterback that was leading the league for two games. And that catch put him over 100 yards against Atlanta. That's the only game you would have had.
It's crazy to me that I feel like this is just Cowboys hate. If CeeDee Lamb was playing with any other team, balling out, you'd be raving about him.
No, I was talking about this, the training camp stuff. I don't think he's proven himself as a star yet. I just think, him and Trey Lance aren't far off, That's all I'm saying. One number three receiver in a losing team that had some cool catches, I guess. I think Trey Lance dropping jaws.
If you want to talk catches, you see Kyle Pitts today?
I did not. Did he have one of those?
Yeah, he had a like contested catch with someone like broke up, and he was able to tip drill it and catch it. He's obviously
very,
be the best
very
player in history.
Less impressive. What?
Oh,
what?
Really? Yeah.
A tip drill catch is impressive to you?
Oh, we can talk about Hayden Hurst had a one-handed catch. Oh, wow. Hayden Hurst, best tight end ever, huh?
Got a little breaking basketball news as we were waiting. Actually, a sneaky big name off the market to a title contender. Patty Mills has found a home. He was down to the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers, apparently, and he chose the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay.
I wonder if watching Kevin Durant torch Spain last night was enough for him to be like, yeah, I want to be on that guy's team. That's a pretty big deal. I think Patty Mills is, you know, again, it was down to the Lakers and Nets. That's kind of the arms race right now for the vet minimum guys that want to chase a championship, which Mills already has a championship, so he hasn't chasing one, but it does seem like the Nets and the Lakers have positioned themselves to be those guys.
Yep.
Strangely enough, it didn't seem like the Warriors were getting very many of those guys. In fact, Kent Bazemore, who loves Steph Curry and says, you know, that's his guy who played in Golden State, he chose the Lakers.
Took less money, didn't he? Yeah.
Well, I think they're both going to take basically – he took less money from other teams, but I think the Warriors are pretty much going to give him a vet minimum deal as well.
Gotcha.
But he apparently thought they were Lakers were more of a title contender. So Patty Mills, a decently big name that was on the market, goes to the Brooklyn Nets. It's kind of a big deal.
Basically, you're replacing what, Dinwiddie, who went to Washington?
Well, I would say I'm replacing Dinwiddie because Dinwiddie was even there last year. Yeah. I mean, he was hurt.
Oh, all yeah, year. I guess so.
He's more like, I guess, what was his name? TLC? Not TLC. It wasn't him. It was the guy they traded to Phoenix. Ugly guy.
Oh, my gosh.
You know who I'm thinking of. Used to be with used to be with the Clippers.
Yeah.
Ugly guy.
Oh, or maybe it was with the Sixers. Ugly guy, the shooter.
The
big forehead.
What are you talking about?
You know who I'm talking about.
I do know who you're talking about.
Nets trade him to the Suns.
It's Shamit.
Yeah, Landry Shamit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big forehead.
He's an ugly guy.
He does have a big forehead.
I guess he's replacing him.
Yeah.
All right, last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Program is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call them at 865-558-8030 or visit online at g3helpme.com. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. So we got Draven's punishment food. He's smelling it.
Oh, God.
I told you not to smell it.
That's awful, man. Get you a good old whiff
I'm
of that.
I'm not smelling it. I'm not getting punished. I don't want to smell it. I never. If someone smells something that's bad and tells me to smell it, I never do it.
It's like one of those smells that just lingers in your nostrils,
too. I told
you
not to do it.
Who eats something? Who smells something gross before they eat it?
I'm not eating it right now, right? Correct?
Up to you. No. We'll wait. I guess.
There you go, everybody. I'm finally doing the punishment. Here you go. It's finally going to happen.
We're going to see. We don't know if you're going to actually go through with it. We haven't been to that moment.
Let's go ahead and do it now if you want. Take a couple big spoonfuls.
I got a spoon.
I'm good. I can wait.
Do it tomorrow.
You guys tell me. You guys tell me.
Do it tomorrow. You got work tomorrow.
I'd rather do it when I don't work, just in case I do get a little sick, and you know.
I'd rather you do it when you do work.
Yeah, I feel like it makes it more of a punishment. Yeah.
So I'm just gonna go through the whole.
Yeah.
Feeling nauseous.
Sounds like a punishment to me.
I feel like that's more.
So what are we talking about?
Was he supposed to run a mile too? I thought that was a part of the punishment. Was he supposed to eat this and run a mile in under like a certain amount of time?
Where the hell am I going to run a mile at, John?
There's a greenway right there.
Did you just ask where you're going to run in Knoxville? There's plenty of places to run up the roads.
Outside.
We can get you a treadmill. There's a greenway. I was thinking more like out here. Right here. I mean, just easy.
Okay, whatever. I think that's a little overkill in my opinion.
I don't think that's overkill. Hayden drank piss.
He did, didn't he?
I don't think you can complain about overkill. You're not having to drink pee.
Yeah, good point. Good point by you. This stuff smells disgusting, though, man. I may be
right. But don't you say some people eat this?
It's an Australian thing, like.
But it's not like.
Do they eat it in Australia?
Yeah, like, they like spread it on bread and eat it.
Well, that seems disrespectful that you're talking so.
Well, time
about
out, time out. I looked up it. Some people do
for
spread on bread.
It's called Vegemite. If you haven't heard about it.
But it's also like basically getting a big old spoonful of horseradish. It's a condiment. It's like people use
it's
it
a
and
spread.
Stuff.
It's like they're Nutella.
It's not like it's peanut butter jelly over here. Like it's actually
they spread it on bread on toast.
I mean, yeah, I see people do that, but it's also like they use it in other stuff. Just some people who are. I guess like the taste. I don't know.
It's not as bad as cat food, right?
No.
Poor Cody had to eat that cat food that one time.
I don't know.
For punishment?
That would be a close one.
Like of the three, you're getting off pretty easily.
I'd say it's pretty close to cat food. When you take a big spoonful, like
sure,
even when the Australians
with
tell
else,
you to do
yeah.
it, they
okay.
say you're supposed to use it like very sparingly.
Okay.
It's very strong.
But like it's still food.
Yeah.
Whereas cat food is not. I mean it is, but it's not
That's
for
fair.
Humans.
He smelled that first, too, and that didn't go well for him either.
I'd probably rather eat cat food, to be honest.
You can dip your cat food in that.
You can mix it in together if you want.
Is that what we're doing?
I mean, you can if you want.
Yeah.
So we'll do that tomorrow. Does that sound good? Tomorrow, we'll leave it here in the studio for you. Maybe Friday. We'll ruin your weekend. You got to work Friday?
No. You really want me to work and do it, don't you?
Yeah. I'd just rather it actually be a punishment since you've waited so long and...
Not a punishment enough, eating it.
You can eat that whole thing? Oof, that's a lot.
I'm not eating this whole thing.
Yeah.
There's no way.
A little spoon, though.
You can eat the whole thing.
There's no way I can eat this whole
Cody
thing. Look at this on
food.
Camera.
The same
look at this.
Cat food.
This is a lot.
That's not that much.
This is a lot. Look inside. I ain't going to open it back up. No, I'm not going to open it back up, but I'm telling you, that would not be three spoonfuls. No.
That's three spoonfuls.
No. There's a lot in there, man.
You know how big a spoonful is? That spoon Cam has?
I'm
telling you. Three spoonfuls.
This thing is full. There's no way.
Fresh, just
there's no way. I'm not eating. There's no way I could eat all that.
Three spoonfuls.
I'm done with punishments if I'm doing that.
You owe us two. I'll let.
That's three punishments right there.
Three,
boom.
Three
spoonfuls, three punishments.
Between the three spoonfuls and half a mile jog afterwards.
Half a mile jog.
I'll allow you to get off there. You'll be even. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Got a hot day, though.
I could throw up jogging in general.
That's
I have to eat that.
That's the goal.
Jog.
That's the goal. We want to see you throw up. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.